Mayor Kreisman, was it a wake-up call? Has anything changed since last year as far as hurricane preparedness or planning because of that?
We certainly thought it was going to hit us. You always know when a storm looks like you're being targeted for it when the media, and in this case it was CNN, schedules interviews with you. So I was scheduled to do an interview with Anderson Cooper, and then when it turned, Anderson went somewhere else, thankfully. But, you know, we try and learn from every storm, whether it hits us or it doesn't. So from Irma, one of the most important lessons, I think, had to do with communications, and I think all of us on this panel would agree, how we communicate with the public is really the most critical part of our jobs. We have to have plans in advance for the fact that everybody's going to lose power, and so having a plan in place with recharging stations, because having a cell phone is a powerful method of communication for all of us with our residents. But when these are down and when power is out, one of the things that we've now incorporated into our plan was we created a street team, recognizing that if you don't have TV or radio or cell phone, how are we going to communicate what's going on in our city and where you can go for help? And so we went door to door, and we used those who were most familiar with our neighborhoods, that being code enforcement, sanitation, parks and rec, and we used them to go out actually into the neighborhoods and knock on doors and drop off information about what was happening and where they could go for assistance. So communication is really critical, and we continue to learn how to communicate better and put things in place so that we're better prepared for when those power losses and cell phone outages do happen.
I want to check in with Mayor Nancy Shaver. Hurricane Irma hit in 2017, but it was kind of a double whammy because the year before that, Hurricane Matthew in 2016. Now, the city manager told the New York Times last year with Irma that people were much better prepared that year, and the city was doing things to get ready for the next one. What kinds of things did St. Augustine do between Matthew and Irma, and what are they doing?
Well, what I'll do is echo communication in terms of what we learned very quickly in Matthew, that like much of Florida, half of our residents had moved there within the last 10 years and really blithely ignored any hurricane warnings or preparedness. So there was no question that what we and both of them were not real hits. I mean, they were really Tropical Storm Cat 1. What between Matthew and Irma, our citizens were much better prepared, and they listened. In Matthew, one of the most awful moments of my life was being in the Emergency Operations Center and knowing that half our city had not evacuated. And at that time, it looked like Matthew would be a Cat 3. This year, this time, everyone evacuated. People were much better prepared, and our communications was better, much better. We had a real team, a real plan. We used social media. We got information out before, during, and after. But our citizens were much more aware. The experience is sobering. Our chief on our Emergency Operations Center is our representative, is our police chief. And when I asked him about this panel, he said, all you have to do is look at the video of your face and the city manager's face, and you understand how much better people were prepared and how much bigger and more prominent was in people's minds.